I'd like to start changing the manner in which people go about a divorce.
Take a girl and a guy, and they fall madly in love and form a family. Sprinkle in some counseling degrees and a doctorate, a dream of transforming relationships as we know it. And 20 years later, we give you power couple Dr. Ray and Jean Kedkodian. And this is their podcast, Couples Synergy.
Welcome back to another episode of Couples Synergy with Dr. Ray and Jean. I'm Dr. Ray.
And I'm Jean. And this is our podcast about love, marriage, and relationships.
Check us out online at couplesynergy.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast or send us any suggestions on topics you'd like to hear more about. And now on to Couples Synergy, an in-depth look at love, marriage, and relationships, where we bring you our experiences with working with thousands of couples for over 15 years.
You know, every day we get to hear intimate details about a couple's celebrations, disappointments, and everyday challenges. We've often wished these stories were shared because we know we are more similar than different. And so we've not only created an avenue where you can hear about people's intimate lives, but an atmosphere where people come over to our home pub, pour a drink, and share their stories.
People like today's guest, Larry
Manassa.
I'm sorry,
okay.
I butchered the last name there. Yeah, you know, everyone butchers my name.
I didn't even try
my entire life. So,
Dr. Ray, Reverend Jean, I don't have to go there.
Right. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. Really, really appreciate you coming in and
You're
talking
welcome.
About an area of expertise that you have, right? Why don't you first tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for a living?
So I am an attorney and a founding partner and managing partner of a law firm in Barrington, Illinois, that focuses exclusively on family law.
That's awesome. How long have you been doing that?
I've been practicing law for 30 years, the first five of them as a prosecutor in the Cook County State's Attorney's Office, and the other 25 focusing on family law.
That is awesome. That's a great resume there.
I am really excited to see what comes out of this.
Absolutely.
Interview.
And today we're talking about the topic of divorce, mm-hmm. right, specifically. And, you know, as I mentioned, Larry can give some expert opinions on this, you know, coming from his side. And we'll kind of throw in some of the things that we know from our side and working with couples. So, Larry, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience with divorce, both professionally and maybe personally, too.
Yeah, I'll be happy to give you both. First off, I'm the product of divorce. My parents got divorced when I was around 6 years old. It was a pretty nasty divorce, and so I got the repercussions of the hostility between the two, mm-hmm. as my brother did as well. And so I know what effect it can have on children, and I understand that depending on the way that parties handle their divorce, it will have a great deal to do with how well their children come out of the divorce itself. I'm also divorced myself, and so I've made those mistakes myself as well. Hopefully, I've learned some lessons, both by my own experiences as well as seeing other people's experiences over the last 25 years.
And what prompted you to kind of go into the field of law and specifically to work with couples going through divorce and family law, et cetera?
So those are good questions. I'd like to say to you, yes, I knew that I wanted to go into law from day one and it was going to be family law, but it wouldn't be true. My undergraduate degree was in psychology. I was on the fence of whether to go to graduate school in psychology
okay.
or whether to go into the law. Got a little bit of a push, maybe a kick from parents saying that that's where they would like to see me go. And I followed that direction. I've always really been very interested in what makes people tick. I mean, what are the things that make us who we are? And that's the core of psychology. But in mm-hmm. some ways, it's the core of the law as well, because the law is really just a representation of our values, and the law changes as our values change.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.